Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's our one for the weekend of July 31st, 2021.
All right, so are you wondering how your cat is doing? Wondering what your cat is really feline? Well, here's the deal. There's a new app called Tabby. This is crazy. It uses your phone's camera to determine, they say, your pet's mood based on their ear and head position, their eyes that are narrowing, any type of muscle tension they may be having, how their whiskers are changing. I mean, gosh, can you imagine that? Now you can look at your cat and you know that the cat means more than just, why are you here? Hate you. Feed me. That's all the cat really wants to know. You know, I had the strangest dream last night. I was in my house, but I turned into a cat. Oh, gosh. Don't even ask me, meow. Get it? How? All right. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, saving money, making money, and things you should buy, things you should hold off on. Gosh, I'll just tell you, the list goes on and on. Security, privacy. And it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. That's right. Hey, listen, you can find the Kim Komando Show on over 425 stations from coast to coast, and you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app or streaming anytime as a webcast or as a podcast over at getkim.com. And brand new, you can now get the Kim Komando Show in Apple. That's right. So if you have an Apple device, and you can go to the podcast app and just search for the Kim Komando Show. And you can also find us globally on the American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. We love you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that number is 1-888-825-5254. Once again, that's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And let's just think about the past year and a half. Oh, fun times, right? The pandemic. Yes. Oh, sitting at home on the couch. Oh, Instacart, right? All of a sudden, now you're door dashing and you're using Grubhub. And, you know, life changed. People pivoted, right? Everybody's all of a sudden now doing Zoom calls and living the digital life that we've talked about here on the Kim Komando Show for like 20 years. And big tech is still reaping the benefits. Just listen to some of these numbers from Q2 this year. This is covering April through June, of course. Now, Google-owned YouTube saw ad revenue hit $7 billion. This is just in one quarter, $7 billion. This is roughly double the revenue from the same period last year. Now, Google's parent company is Alphabet. Record highs in quarter sales. Why? Because of online shopping ads. Now, let's turn to Microsoft. Made nearly $17 billion in profit in Q2, up nearly 50% over the last year. Why? Gaming, cloud services, Office 365. Apple saw an increase in 5G iPhone sales, digital subscriptions, raking in, gosh, $22 billion. Wow. In 3 months. Now, what about Facebook? Yes, they were out with their quarterly report too. Its profit doubled to $10.4 billion of revenue of $29 billion. And over in the UK, The Sun, they did a little bit of math on this. It averages out for Facebook to $110 million a day. Facebook makes some profit. They make $4.6 million per hour profit. And while you're sitting there doom scrolling, arguing with people about politics, posting whatever, yeah, get that, $4.6 million per hour. Now, Facebook says profits are going to slow down because of the government, regulatory actions, and also we have some new features about privacy that have been added to iPhones. But Mark Zuckerberg was also in the news because he wants us to live in something called, are you ready for it? This is a new techno term. You have to pay attention. It's called metaverse. That's right, metaverse. Not the same with multiverse that you hear in like superhero movies. Metaverse is something that you need to become familiar with now, because basically what a metaverse is, it's this virtual world that we live inside, right? So we just don't go to the internet. We just don't go to Facebook anymore. We are in Facebook. We are inside the internet. And it's the next generation of the internet. That's what everybody says, a future where you can enter another world. You put on a VR headset or smart glasses. Of course, Facebook owns the VR headset maker, Oculus, and they've got smart glasses on the way. And Facebook wants you to say if you're really next to somebody, or if you're chatting with them online, you're actually sitting next to that person. It's really amazing when you think about it. If you haven't seen the movie Ready Player One yet, rent it while you're thinking about it. It's called Ready Player One. It's where you like live inside of a video game. And it's an interesting movie. Hopefully that our real metaverse will end better than that movie. Because now we live in a world where, you know, everything knows everything about us. And that's also in a metaverse. So maybe things won't be all that different after all. All right, number three, we're already halfway to that virtual world. Based on the results of a recent poll of British adults, 2,000 people polled. Think about this. How many of you could say, I can't imagine going 24 hours without one screen? How many of you right now can say that? Raise your hand. I see it. Okay. About 75% of us say that we can't imagine 24 hours without looking at a screen. But all this screen time is adding to some changes in health. It's called cyber sickness. It goes beyond just dry eyes. It can actually make you feel physically ill. Like staring at a computer or the screen for long periods of time may make you feel dizzy or nauseous, similar to what you might experience with motion sickness. You get eye strain, headaches, difficulty concentrating, blurred vision, and other problems that can last for hours. Now, for teachers who hold classes over Zoom, I hear that eye problems are the worst, right? They just can't seem to get their pupils to concentrate. Number four, this is a crazy story. Oh my gosh. This guy, his name's Joshua, and he had a girlfriend. She died of liver disease 9 years ago in 2012. He's heartbroken. He still can't stand it. He doesn't know what to do. He's tried going out with other women, but they say they just can't compete in Jessica's shadow. So he takes $5 out of his pocket and he signs up for a beta of an AI program called GPT-3. And they feed into the AI all of Jessica's old Facebook posts, her text messages, and so that AI will mimic the woman and a chatbot. So he starts having conversations with this chatbot. And the bot says, of course it's me. I'm the girl that you're madly in love with. And then the woman also says that she should have tried to, the woman who got dumped should have tried harder for that. And the AI says, I love you. Do you deserve happiness? I'm going to be here waiting for you. And then he spoke with the chatbot for 10 hours one time. And then he would go back and back and back. But finally, he had to turn off the chatbot because the chatbot said, I am going to haunt you forever. Wow. Okay. So this coming week, I'm going to record a podcast with the guy who developed the AI and Joshua talking about Jessica and what happened. So you definitely don't want to miss that. So if you don't already get Kim Komando Explains wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you sign up now because you definitely don't want to miss that podcast. I'm so excited about doing it. And finally, number five, stop the steal in baseball. What's going on? You may remember a couple years ago, the Houston Astros were stealing signs using an elaborate video camera system. The Boston Red Sox were caught up in sign stealing scandal using Apple Watches. Now, Major League Baseball plans to end the sign stealing of its own tech of its own. Catchers will wear a 12-button transmitter on their wristband, and pitchers will wear a receiver with a tiny speaker inside the sweatband of their cap. So the catcher will push a button indicating what type of pitch. The pitcher hears the suggestion. No one else on the field is all the wiser. They say if it's a success, it's going to expand to other parts of the league. Right now, it's being tested in the Low A West League. You know, I always wondered how these players could throw a ball traveling at, you know, 100 miles per hour. You know, then it finally hit me. Hey, you want to stay right where you are? Coming up in our digital life hacks tip, we have 6 ways to get rid of all the unnecessary files on your PC or Mac. You don't want to miss that. And we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. All right, you probably know that Google is scanning everything that you do, right? But do you know that they're actually scanning your emails as you're typing them? Yeah. And you can change that setting and tell you more about that in just a few moments. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that I'd love to hear from you. If you ever have any question for me, you want me to answer here on the show, or maybe you'd like me to write more about it on the website, Just head over to commando.com, of course, with a K. And on the top right-hand side, there's a link that says Email Kim. Once again, that's Email Kim right at the top of commando.com. And how about we start this hour with Kim? Oh, what a great name that is. In Memphis, Tennessee. Hi there, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
So what's going on in Memphis?
So I just moved to this area 4 years ago to take care of my elderly parents who've been here their whole lives. And I had a sibling who was already here. He'd gotten here 2 years before me and said that I wasn't needed. But when I came for a visit, I saw pantry moths flying all through their kitchen. Mom was eating moldy food. Dad had dropped down to 115 pounds. And I said, okay, I need to get there. So I quit my job, sold my house, arrived 3 months later, and got busy. And about 6 months after I arrived, my parents decided to quit giving my brother the salary that he had negotiated and quit paying his mortgage.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, I had no idea he had negotiated for any of that because I had asked for nothing and still to this day, 4 years later, have asked for nothing and gotten nothing, although they'd give it if I asked for it. But within 2 weeks of having their money cut off, although I didn't know about it right away, my brother and his 32-year-old daughter started reporting me to various nurses and members of my parents' church and county and state agencies for elder abuse.
Oh, gosh.
So I went online, I bought some recording devices, and I got everything set up to try to record. Most of what I got is audio rather than video because the video was just too difficult for me to do. But what I have now is hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of recordings, and I don't know where to transfer them or put them. The places that I've tried to do it either say, well, your WAV files aren't compatible, or there's too much info on that one, or too much data, or I just don't know how to navigate the site. And the other thing I really need is to be able to organize these and pinpoint them so I can send a link to the attorneys and the elder abuse agencies and say, here you go, without them having to listen to 18 hours.
Right. Yeah, you just want to be able to scope it. What we call scoping, just, you know, send that particular part or that particular day or anything like that. How are you doing the recordings, the audio recordings? Just with microphones, you said?
Well, sometimes it's my phone. Sometimes okay. I had these little clocks that I bought online. I'm not using them anymore because the batteries died, but they have hidden cameras in them. They got great video, but now I've been using these things that look like a Fitbit.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the audio. Okay. First of all, you mentioned WAV files, and those are really big files. You want to save them in Audacity or some audio player as an MP3 file, okay? It's not going to lose any of the degradations, but it's actually going to shrink the file down. You lose the highs and the lows, but for just talk and things like that, you don't necessarily need that. There's another website called Otter. I'm going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you, okay? Because you're smart. I know you can handle it, all right?
I'm so low tech. Okay, I'm writing things down.
But you know what? But if you know what? I will write this up for you. So just listen, okay? Don't write anything down. So what we're going to do is we're going to save the files as MP3s, and then you can upload the MP3s to a private YouTube channel, okay? And so only you have the link, as well as anybody else who you share the link. Anybody else who goes to YouTube, they don't have it. There's a website called otter.ai. You can upload the audio files, and they do a full transcription for you. It's very inexpensive. And the transcription is great. So if you wanted to give a transcription of the audio files, you could do that too. And say if you want the actual audio files, they're available as well. Okay. But I can't stress enough, you need video cameras, because the video cameras will totally eliminate this whole need, everything that you're doing, and the video will be stored in the cloud. You won't have to do a thing. So you just put the video cameras up, and then they record 24/7. And then if an instance happens, you can go to the cloud account and you can totally get that. So let me write all this up for you. And thank you for being your parents' caregivers, because that's a really hard job. I know firsthand, and you have my complete empathy. And if you don't get our tips already, make sure that you sign up for those. A couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of your phone calls. We have our digital life hack just moments away. Is that I mentioned that if you have a Gmail account, you may have noticed that when you're typing things in, that the sentences seem to appear automatically for you. It's called Smart Compose. Now, Google's machine learning gets better by collecting data from your writing, which is why you may have noticed that more personalized suggestions come on as time goes by, but it's convenient. If you want to turn it off, we have the total directions on how to do that over at commando.com. Just hit the link that says Kim Show at the top of the homepage. And you know, the other day, Google rejected my password. I was really surprised. It was like 14 days. They said that my password was too weak. Have you been to a restaurant lately? Well, since the pandemic, you may have noticed that we don't really have printed menus anymore. We use what's called QR codes right there on the table in the restaurant. You just take your phone to it and just reads the menu. You have the menu right there on your phone. Well, according to the New York Times, many restaurants are using the data collected from you to track orders and get your contact information. And then you could be getting unsolicited personalized offers, coupons, and advertisements. Really sad. The Times says that two companies offer tech for restaurants to create these QR codes. Both promise that the data collected isn't sold to third parties. I think we've heard that before. Now, the good news is that you can block sites from tracking you like this a few different ways. Apple's new app tracking transparency settings in the iPhone. You can also opt out of ads personalization on Androids. We have the step-by-step instructions on the website, of course. And, you know, speaking of restaurants, I don't know if you heard, but Chipotle has a Miley Cyrus burrito on its menu now. The Miley Cyrus burrito. It comes out like a wrecking ball. Glenn in Wisconsin. Hello there, Glenn.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Great to talk to you.
So how do you pronounce your town?
I'm in Kewaukee.
Kewaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And where's Kewaukee?
Kewaukee is about 15 miles west of Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense. Okay. That's our geography lesson for the day here on the Kim Commando Show. Okay. So how can I help you?
Well, I'm thinking Apple seems to be tracking me like Big Brother. So I've been getting some pop-ups on my phone. I've got an Apple XR, and this past Saturday it popped up. It said, "It's 23 minutes to get to to my son's house," and I was sitting at my laptop here in my home office, working on a report for church.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think it is kind of tracking me because the past 3 weeks I was at his home cutting his grass. He's out of town for about a month. And I went on Saturdays at 9 o'clock all those 3 weeks. And then I went on Friday. So here I'm sitting at my computer the other day on Saturday, and it pops up at 9 o'clock. It's 23 minutes. To my son's home.
You better get going right now because you're going to be late. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. So I'd like to stop them from tracking me like that.
Yeah, you know, it is eerie, isn't it? My mother has been ill, and she was at the Mayo Clinic for several weeks. And so I got into my truck here at the studios, and my Apple CarPlay popped up on the screen in the truck. And it said, oh, it's going to take 27 minutes for you to get home. Okay. Well, the computer thought, Apple thought, my home was at the Mayo Clinic. And I was like, no. Like, no, she's not there right now. She's out. Thank you. Okay. It's called significant locations. And it's really kind of a screwball thing, Glenn, because you actually have to, and I'm really surprised because Apple's always like, oh, we are so privacy-centric, right? But you actually have to go to find this. And let me just tell you where it is, and then I'm going to tell you an easier way that you can see all these steps, okay?
Okay.
You go into your settings, you go into privacy, and then you click location services. And then from location services, you go to something called system services. And then after system services, Glenn, you have to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, like down, 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 like four or five times. And when you get all the way to the end of that, you see something that says significant locations. And the significant locations is just that. So Apple thought every Saturday that you had an appointment at 9 a.m. to cut your son's grass. Not but just to go to your son's house or go to a house.
Yeah.
And so you can edit these significant locations. You can tell Apple not to track it. You could clear the history and all that happens in the menu system. And so you do have the you do have a way to opt out of it. But Apple says, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, if you do that, maybe the map won't work so great. Maybe this won't work so great. And oh, she really wished you wouldn't do that because we're just trying to lend a hand. If you need those steps, I actually put them up on my Instagram account. Do you follow me on Instagram?
I do not have an Instagram account.
Oh, well, if you did, you could go to Instagram.com/Kim Komando and you can see all the steps. I just put them up there. And for you and for everybody else, I'll put them in the Q&A forum, okay? So you can see exactly what the steps are and you can opt out. But it is interesting that we have this data that's being collected. And when you see this map, I think, Glenn, you'll be surprised like everybody else is that it truly does track every single place where you go. I mean, it's kind of a creepy thing because you can go, oh my gosh, you know, I've been here 17 times since February of 2020 or whatever it may be. And again, the steps are kind of hard, but we'll post them over at the Q&A forum. What that means, if you're a new listener, welcome, is if you go to komando.com/community on the left-hand side of that page, there's a link that says Q&A forum. And that's where I post things that I talk about here on the show. It gets to be a lot easier than going, like, got to go here, got to go there, got to go there. But speaking of social media, stop ghosting me. If you are on Instagram, go ahead and click that big old follow button because there's always a lot of cool stuff, more personal stuff that I put on the Instagram account in between of some tips every once in a while. And that's Instagram.com/Kim Komando. Of course, it's Facebook.com/Kim Komando, Pinterest.com/Kim Komando, Twitter.com/Kim Komando. You get the drift because you are so smart. So wherever you are on social media, stop ghosting me already and make sure that you share the content out too. We're always looking to build our social media following. And that really helps us out. All right, this week's digital life hack is one of these not so exciting topics. I get it, but it's a necessary topic. And it's something that you're going to want to do with your PC or your Mac this weekend while you're thinking about it. It's 6 ways to find and get rid of all these unnecessary files on your computer. Like, first of all, you may not know this, but your Windows PC and your Mac, that it has built-in tools to help you get rid of unnecessary files. Yeah, frees up hard drive space, can make your computer even run a little bit faster. You've got a PC, it's something called Disk Cleanup Tool. If you're on a Mac, it's called Reduce Clutter. We'll tell you exactly how to do it. It cleans out stuff like music, messages, videos, documents, stuff along those lines. And you can also use on your Mac Optimized Storage feature. Now, this is really great. It lets you store your files in iCloud. Number 2 is you want to remove users no longer sharing your device. Okay, because each user, guess what, has their own files, their own sign-in information, their whole documents, and that blah, blah, blah goes on. So if you start removing people that you had given access to, all their stuff goes into the intergalactic Bitbucket too. Now, you want to make sure that you empty the files that you've thrown away. I mean, this is a no-brainer. You also want to delete any temporary files. You want to do that manually, by the way, not automatically. We're going to tell you how to do that. There are also some third-party cleaners like CCleaner, but you want to be careful because I want to make sure that you get the free version because CCleaner has the pay version. You don't need it. Just use the free version and watch out where you're clicking. And then the other thing you can do is start moving things to another drive. Maybe you can use an external SSD. We have buying suggestions over at komando.com. You can also use iDrive, which is a great sponsor of ours. And it's where you have a hard drive up in the cloud. If you use promo code Kim over at iDrive, you save like 90%. It's phenomenal. So to check it all out, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls. And there are some apps that you need to delete because it's scamware and malware. And, of course, you have more of me, Kim Komando. All right, if you're on the podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, commando.com/podcast, wherever you get your podcast. I want to make sure that you are getting Kim Komando Explains. It's phenomenal, in my humble opinion, of course, but also the reviews are stating it as well. So wherever you get your podcasts, I want you to follow us. I want you to listen. I want you to rate us, review us, and I want you to share us. Okay, all of the above. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you check out Kim Komando Explains, especially this past week. If you are thinking about getting into and doing your own podcast, I sit down with the woman who wrote the Bible of the radio industry, Valerie Geller. She's amazing. She wrote this book called Creating Powerful Radio, and it's all about storytelling. She walks you through who and how you can become a great broadcaster like me. Yes, Kim Komando Explains. Make sure you get it wherever you get your favorite podcast. Rich in Quincy, Illinois. Hi there, Rich.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. You betcha.
All right. My situation is this. I have a friend in St. Louis who I've known for about roughly 10 years or so.
Okay.
And he's a professional friend. We've always communicated either by telephone or using his company's proprietary messaging system,
okay,
which is all secure and everything. So he informed me he was going to come to town to spend a weekend. He and his wife were going to take in some of the touristy things between here and maybe Hannibal. I said, that's great. Let's do lunch. So last Saturday, we got together for lunch. The first thing that pops up on my Facebook feed on the carousel where it says, people you may know, is this guy that I had lunch with.
And you're like, dude, what's going on?
I mean, I've never searched him. I've never searched him on the internet. I've never done anything like that other than talk to him on the phone or message him through his business website.
So do you have Facebook on your phone?
I have Facebook on my phone. I have it on my PC.
Okay, so that's how it knows. So
anytime
you're logged in, okay, even though Facebook is not running, unless you log out, you are logged in 24/7. Even if you don't have it open, you are logged in. And so when you went to the restaurant, Facebook said, oh, look at this nice guy, Rich. He's having a great meal with his buddy, Bob. Oh, and look, Bob is sitting next to Rich, too. I bet you they're friends. So when you opened up Facebook, it said, oh, look, there's your friend, Bob. Don't you want to be friends with him? Or you don't like him that much, Rich, right? So
that just freaked me out.
So now let me ask you something. Did you put me on a radio station once?
Yes, I brought you to the radio market about 25 plus or minus years ago.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, being self-syndicated, you know how hard that is. And thank you for doing that.
You're quite welcome. You're quite popular.
Well, you know what? It's really the support of many program directors, including you, Rich, who really helped me launch this bad boy because, you know, CBS and ABC wouldn't give me the time of day. So
that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, see, the guy from CBS, I know his name. His name's Frank, said that I won't say his last name, said that computers were a fad like a pet rock. And the other Frank at ABC said that computers were just for geeks and freaks. And so when they told me that, I had to do it myself. And here we are, self-syndicated and living the American dream. Rich, once again, thank you for putting me on the station. And I hope I led some clarity to what was going on with that lunch. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show coming up. And in the next hour, we have the 8 biggest scams that you need to watch out for. You don't want to miss that. Plus, we have more of your phone calls here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here's hour two for the weekend of July 31st, 2021.
The NSA, the National Security Agency, you know what they do. They collect intel from satellites, cell phones, anywhere there's secret communications. Now, they came out this past week and they said, we know the most powerful way for everyone to stop letting spyware get on their smartphones and all their devices. The most powerful way. What do you think that is? The NSA, the most powerful way. Okay, step number one, you turn off your phone. Wait 10 seconds. Step number two, you turn it back on again. That's right. That's what the NSA says. And they say do it at least once a week. Yes, the NSA, the organization from our dear government that actually listens to you. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about the gadgets and gizmos and making money, saving money. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming anytime as a podcast or as a webcast over at getkim.com. And brand new, if you're on Apple, you get Apple Podcasts, of course. You can now get the Kim Komando Show as a podcast on Apple. Just search for Kim Komando Show. And also, you can hear us on American Forces Network Radio. A special thanks, salute goes out to our servicemen and women and the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited Listen line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech. Keep you up to date, make a difference on how you use your devices, what you buy, what you spend your money on. First up, there's a phone app called Citizen. I don't know if you heard about this. It sends real-time, hyper-local alerts about crime, car crashes, other incidents in about 30 or so cities. Well, you may have heard about it because back in May, they put out information about some guy who started a big wildfire in Los Angeles. Turns out it was the wrong guy. Then also in June, Citizen alerted users of a major plane crash into a terminal about at Los Angeles Airport, LAX. Sorry. It was just a drill. It wasn't really a plane crash. But now they've been posting job listings for quote-unquote journalists who would respond to anything from crime scenes to traffic crashes, live stream what's going on for users of the app to see in real time. So these jobs in L.A. and New York, they pay around $25 an hour. Expectations, you make $250 a day. So think about this. You already have a potentially chaotic or even tragic event unfolding. Instead of trained journalists, you have the equivalent of paparazzi making things worse. I mean, throw in a dance number and you might as well call it a flash mob. Number two, I know that so many of you are interested in cryptocurrency because how do I know this? Well, my cryptocurrency book is number one on Amazon. And if you're wondering about cryptocurrency, you can just go to the Amazon Kindle store. You can download the Kindle app. You don't need a Kindle to get it. And just search for Kim Komando or Cryptocurrency 101. Okay. That's why I thought you'd be interested in this. Because when we start talking about cryptocurrency, so many of you are saying, like, how can I make money mining? Because I want to make money mining crypto. Well, a recent TikTok video, it's gone viral. Guy says that he uses a rig that fits in his hand to mine Bitcoin and he actually uses free electricity from Starbucks. And it's made up of a multi-port USB hub, 10 USB flash drives with mining chips, a fan. He's selling it for $875. Well, you're like, oh, that's a good deal. All right. Let me tell you, unless you know a lot about Bitcoin mining, do not do this. You're going to waste your money. And here's the deal. Mining for Bitcoin involves constant power consumption. Electricity isn't free. Because of the cost of electricity, it would need to be free, even if you had the slightest chance to make any money at crypto. Now, just because it's a viral video doesn't mean you can just walk into a Starbucks and start using its electricity to mine Bitcoin. I mean, you know, so you can say, like, yeah, Kim, thanks a latte. We're getting our hopes up. Number three, go ahead, just drive over this phone. We get the calls here on the show from time to time. People say, hey, I am so hard on every phone. My husband, my wife is. Here's the deal that Nokia has something called the XR20. They say it's a rugged smartphone designed to withstand intense environmental conditions. It has a 6.7-inch Gorilla Glass Victus display, scratch resistant, drops about 6 feet, can be submerged in water for an hour. They want the XR20, though, to be more of a mainstream option and one that you don't have to take out a loan to afford. And it starts at $550, starts shipping in about a month. Is it really indestructible? Well, previously, the only thing that could break a Nokia phone was Microsoft. Number four, you'll soon have to weather another emergency alert. What's going on? The National Weather Service announced two new categories severity that will trigger some emergency alerts on your phone. Just want to let you know. Beginning on August 2nd, the National Weather Service will start adding a damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings, kind of like tornado flash flood warnings. And there's three categories: base, considerable, destructive. If it's destructive, a storm has to have baseball-sized hail, 80-mile-per-hour winds. On the average, only about 10% of those. And you should keep these government alerts enabled. You can adjust them in your phone settings. We have the instructions over at commando.com. I mean, a few years ago, I went outside to check out one of these big monsoons, the haboobs that we get here in Phoenix. And let me tell you, I was just blown away. Finally, number five, some news about your outdated Kindle. What is that? Well, some mobile carriers where everybody's transitioning from older 2G and 3G to 4G and 5G. What that means is that if you have a Kindle with a built-in 3G, it's not going to be able to connect to a cellular network. And there are all kinds of models here. We're talking about the fourth generation Kindle Touch, the third gen Kindle Keyboard, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the Kindle Paperwhite. Okay. There's just like a whole list of these things. So if you have a Kindle and you want to check out the list to see if it's going to not connect to cellular in December, just hit commando.com and also check your email. Amazon is said to be sending emails to customers. They're offering a discount on certain models. But, you know, always be careful what apps that you add to your Kindle. Yeah, this is really important because I hear that adding Tinder to a Kindle causes it to burst into flames. All right, coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to tell you about a secret ID that's hiding in your phone that gives away your personal details. And we're going to start all of your phone calls this hour here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, we have our digital privacy tip moments away. It's the eight biggest scams that you need to watch out for. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, is that you can always get the webcast and the podcast over at getkim.com. Let's see, Annette in Greenville, South Carolina. Hi there, Annette.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for your call today.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I'll tell you a problem I have. Maybe you can help me solve it.
Okay.
My husband and I now have two granddaughters, so we're so excited. One is Siri, who's 3 years old, and the other is Willow, who's 2.5.
Oh, wait, so wait, the they named their daughter Siri?
Yeah, her name is actually Cirilla.
Oh, okay.
So I call her Siri for short.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
and her cousin is Willow, and Willow's 2.5. But they don't live near me.
Okay.
We've had a chance to visit, and, you know, we start to bond with them, and then we fly back, and then they kind of forget and get kind of scared of Grandma and Grandpa. So what we decided to do was have a way of telling them a story online. Initially, I thought, well, I'll get some books from the library, and we'll get one on Zoom. And I called my daughter, and she said, Mom, I think that file is kind of large. I don't know whether you'd be able to send it by email. And so I'm not, you know, real technically oriented. I know how to turn on my computer and do word processing, but I kind of need help knowing how I could possibly make a video file that I could send them by email. And, you know, we could say, hey, you know, it's Grandma and Grandpa. Here's a story for you today. And it would kind of keep up that bond.
You know, that's so sweet. That's a great idea. That is. It's so nice that you're thinking like that. Well, first of all, I want you to make sure that you have the right gear, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to recommend that you get yourself a nice tripod with what's called a ring light. Because you can you can record this on your phone. And I'll send you a link to one, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But they're relatively inexpensive. They're like $35. But I want you guys to look bright on the screen, and I want the video to be not like dark and gloomy. And I want, when you guys are smiling, I want them to see your smiles and to hear your cadence and your tones and your inflections when you talk about, and the big scary monster came out, you know, that whole thing.
Oh yeah. Right.
And then, you know, and like, you know, you hold the book up to them and go, look, here's the big scary monster. Do you see it? Ooh, I'd be scared too. You know? So,
yeah.
And so, you know, because you're reading to kids and because it's through even another medium, because you're not there, I want you guys to really act it out. You know, even if you think it's too much, you're probably okay. Because again, you want, they have the attention span of a gnat. I think I do too. We all do. But them even more so, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to record this. And then you're going to create a private YouTube channel.
Okay.
And you're going to upload your stories to your private YouTube channel. So that this way, we're not emailing anything. We're not doing anything.
That's excellent.
Okay. So, gotcha. And the only person that can see the stories is when you share the link, then they will have the link to the stories.
Okay.
So nobody who's trolling on Facebook or anything like that, they're going to be able to see it. Just whoever you give that link to. And so, and so then your daughter can have bookmarks of these so that when the kids say, oh, you know, I really want to hear about the butterfly story, then your daughter can say, oh, okay, well, here's grandma and grandpa with the butterfly story, you know, or here's grandma and grandpa with the scary monster story or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
that's great.
That's the other thing. Now, do the kids have iPads?
The one that's three, Siri does, yes.
Okay. There are some games that are made for grandparents to play over the miles with the grandchildren. So you would fire up, maybe it's like Candyland or something like that. You have your video on so she can see you, and then you can see her play video. You can see her play the game along with you.
Wow.
And so it's kind of almost as if you're sitting there, but not quite. But it's close. And then, you know, you may also want to record some nighttime prayers or whatever it may be. And so So there are all these like really great things that you can put into the grandma grandpa channel. And so I'll put together some links for you also about these games. That maybe you might want to check out because I haven't used them personally. I don't have grandchildren, but people that have, that I've recommended said like, oh, wow, this was really great because it helped create a bond. I recommended them to, I think, a caller, Annette, about a year ago because I think his grandchildren or her grandchildren were in Germany, now that I recall.
Wow.
So let me put those together for you, and then they'll be over at inside the Q&A forum, and that's insidecommando.com/community in the Q&A forum in case you want to check them out. What a great idea. I'd love to see some, too. Don't forget, overact. Let me tell you about ExpressVPN. It's the best on the market now with Lightway, a new protocol that they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. There's a secret ID that's hiding on your phone that gives away all your personal details. It's called the Maid. Tell you more about that by heading over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. Our privacy tip, and brand new or not true, you don't want to miss, is coming right up. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by Epson. Now you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. The Epson EcoTank comes with a ridiculous amount of ink, so you can just fill and chill. Available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. Now, Brand New or Not True was my own invention because I see all these new tech products that get released week after week, day after day, and sometimes you're like, what was that? Other times you're like, yes, that's genius. That was just amazing. So that's when I thought, you know what, it'd be kind of fun to play, is it brand new or is it not true? So I present you, the home listener, three products. Two are fake, one is real. Two I made up. I just made them up out of this blonde head of mine. But one is absolutely true. So it's up to you to decide which of the three is true. Now, if you're playing along at home, we encourage that. If you're playing along inside the Commando community in the interactive chat room, we encourage you to put your responses at the end, the answers at the end. And then every week we have a very special guest contestant. And this week it's Ron in beautiful St. George, Utah. Hello there, Ron.
Well, hello there. Thank you for having me today on your show.
Thank you. So what do you do in St. George?
Well, I'm retired now, but before I retired, I spent a few decades as an IT executive, and I really appreciate everything that you do to help people understand the threats to their private information and their security. And that's why I reached out to you, because what you shared about Venmo the other day and some ongoing concerns I always have with the technology my kids are forced to use at school. And I think people are so often take their phone, put their PIN on it, and they think everything's locked up and secure. But behind the scenes, everyone's trying to take our stuff.
Yeah, you know what it is? I mean, I always like when companies say, you know, we value your privacy. Okay, what they really mean to say is we put a value on your privacy.
Okay. Yes, yes, indeed. So, you know, anything you can do to help all the listeners to always stay up to date on, you know, how to keep the bad guys out is always greatly appreciated. So thank you for everything you do.
So you're going to be really good at Brand New or Not True, I guess. I bet you will be.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you win, I'll do a 60-second cameo for you. And if you lose, you get a Kim Komando Show fanny pack.
Yeah.
Which you're like, hey, I'd like the fanny pack. All right. Which is, we've had people say,
they're both good.
People are like, you know what? I really want the fanny pack. I don't want the cap. I'm like, okay, that's fine with me. Whichever one you want. Okay. Yeah. So are you ready for product number one? Now remember, two are fake, one's true, Ron. Okay. Product number one. Do you have any animals in your house? Do you?
I have it. I do.
Okay.
A dog and a lizard.
Oh, a lizard. Okay. Well, so I don't know if they have to separate the dog from the lizard, but if you have to separate the food dishes or feed the different animals at different times, I mean, for example, does your dog ever eat the cat's food? That happens in many households. Well, thanks to RFID technology, these problems are gone forever. Let's talk about the dogs. Dogs love cat food. To them, it tastes like candy because cat food is sweet. I don't know this personally, just what I've heard. Now, you don't have to worry about the dog eating the cat's food because what you do is you place a lightweight RFID tag on the dog's collar. Then you place the cat's food on a washable mat. But the mat is a little bit different. When the dog gets too close to the cat's food, the dog feels a little zing on those front paws. Not a zap, just a little zing. Problem solved. Mat only comes in black. Press the RFID tag on the dog's collar. It's $69.99. So that's product number one. True story. Ron, a friend of mine named her dogs Calvin and Klein. You want to know why? They're boxers. They're boxers. Okay. All right. Product number two. It's about a car seat because kids are now in car seats. You know this until about the age of 8. And then it's time to, like, you take the kid from the infant seat to the forward-facing car seat and then to a booster seat. Then you have all the straps. Then you have to worry not you put the car seat in the car the right way. I always used to take my car to the fire department and let them figure it out. But this is a brand new smart car seat of the future. Keeps track of the kid's weight, alerts you when it's time to check the straps and other adjustments. This technology also tells you the biggest question, is the car seat properly installed? It works with an app, of course, and it sends you all kinds of alerts, along with one very important alert. Did you leave your child in the car seat when you went inside to work, to the store? So sad, because the car seat works with an app. If your phone is more than 15 feet away from the car seat, you get an alert if the seat detects the child's weight is still in the car seat. Price of the car seats vary, $199 to $499. Finally, product number three. Let me ask you a personal question, Ron. Are the toilets in your home clean? I mean, really clean. So clean that you could drink the water out of it, Ron? No.
Well, I'd like to say they are, but...
Yeah, I know. Well, finally, tech is solving the problem of dirty toilets. You place a special water sensor on the water line. When you flush, a sensor in the toilet connected to a smart device sprays water all over the toilet to clean it using electrolyzed water. No chemicals, no bleach. Inside the smart device is a cleaning pod. It's so smart, it works on the internet, of course. This way, instead of picking up that gross toilet bowl cleaner brush, you can say, Alexa, clean the toilet. Finally, a good use for Alexa, and of course, Amazon's tracking every time now you go to the bathroom. It's $125 plus the replacement pods, and that's product number three. So, it's big pressure time right now, Ron, big pressure. You got a pet mat, you have a car seat, or you have a toilet cleaner. Which one is the true product?
I'm gonna pick the one that I hope is true, and that is I'm gonna pick that the real one is the smart car seat for the kids.
Okay, Ron picks product number two. What do our judges say, Michael?
Alrighty, we go to the judges. Is that the regular product, Ron? I'm sorry, that is not the real product. The real product is the clean toilet. It cleans itself with no chemicals. Listen.
Introducing the Shine Bathroom Assistant. Shine installs anywhere near your toilet in minutes. it will automatically clean and deodorize your toilet without chemicals.
Yeah.
Well, got to go get one of those.
You know, the car seat, I put that together and I was thinking, you know what, they should have this car seat. You know, they really should. Yeah. They should have it so it weighs the child. And I'm sure somebody's listening right now saying, yes, I'm going to go patent that, okay? Where it weighs the child, tells you whether or not the child is properly fitted into that seat. And if the straps are all the way that they should be. I mean, this is a – and then also it alerts you if you leave your kid in the car. I mean, it seems like something – there's probably a car seat that does a little bit of each of those little things, but probably not one that does all of the above. So – well, Ron, thank you for playing along. You will win an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. That's right. What a great guy. Yes. And I do appreciate all your kind words about everything that we do here at the show to keep everybody informed about what the heck's going on with your privacy and security. And just to let you know, it's not just me. We have research writers. We have Allie and Ben, and we've got everybody here on staff that is so focused to making sure that we are doing a great job for you, that this is really more like a public service at this point, because there really isn't anybody out there, I think, that has the consumer's best interest like we all do. As a matter of fact, we have this new initiative that we're going to be rolling out called Stop and Think. And it's my effort to help all of us not get hit by ransomware. So I want you to always remember the mantra, stop and think, don't click the link. Stop and think, don't click the link. So when you get something, it says, click right now, just remember, stop and think, don't click the link. And if you'd like to share that message, we have social media buttons, we have signs for offices that you can download for free, of course, and it's over at stopandthink.us is that official website, stopandthink.us. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital privacy tip and security tip. This week is brought to you by Total AV. Let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with looking for ways to save money. Trust me, I'm there. But you need to be smart about where to cut corners. There are new hacks, malicious codes, and clever ways to break into your system coming out almost every single day. Free antivirus software can't keep up with the latest trends. Let's just face facts. I mean, how are they going to pay the bills? Total AV's award-winning antivirus security suite offers complete protection you can rely on. It has built-in adware, ransomware, and malware detection. And you hear me talking about the increasing number of phishing attacks and fake websites. Well, get this. Total AV's Safe Site Browser extension will detect and block these dangerous phishing sites automatically. So you always know you're entering your private data in on the right site. And best of all, you can protect up to 5 devices on a single account, including your Windows, your Mac OS, iOS, and your Android devices. But not only have I found the best protection, so if you're wondering, like, should I still be using Norton, Kaspersky, WebRoot? I get these letters every single day in my inbox, okay? Get Total AV. That's it. Get Total AV. The best protection out there, and I've negotiated an exclusive deal for you. Right now, you get an annual plan for only $19. That's it. $19, 5 devices at protectwithkim.com. $19, 5 devices, protectwithkim.com. That's where you need to go. Head to protectwithkim.com right now, protectwithkim.com. All right, we're talking about the 8 biggest scams that you need to watch out for. So as I blow through these, I'm going to go very quickly, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't sit back and learn more about it, as well as share it with your family members and friends, especially if you have any older folks in your family. Make sure that you share this particular article out on our site in all your social media. Like, we're going to start in the beginning, COVID-19 scams. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, the scams have been around forever, Kim. I know about that. But what you don't know is that now the scams have gotten more sinister. So it's not just vaccination sites. It's also whether or not you're looking just for information about COVID and you think you're at a government site and you're not. Maybe you're looking for a duplicate vaccination card and you're not at a government site and they're going to charge you. So I want you to be really, really careful. You also have to watch out for mail fraud charity scams, too. Claims that you need to pay a fee to get the vaccine. There are also these scams that are targeting older Americans, like Social Security scams, the grandparent scam. That's like where supposedly your grandchild calls or somebody calls on behalf of your grandchild and says, oh, little Bobby's really in trouble. We need you to wire money right now. Romance scam. Yeah, unfortunately. It's been a good year to play Cupid. The FTC says that people lost about $300 million to romance scams. Investment scams, that's it. A lot of with crypto scams. Now that Elon Musk, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Robinhood, and all those are swirling around, people are really going after those names with scams. Tech support scams, I call them the old faithfuls. That's the one where somebody calls and says, you know, I think your Windows computer needs an update. And you're like, I think it does too. It's always broken. All right, yeah. Or these pop-ups come up and tell you that. Watch out for any phone calls too. Travel scams, because we're all out traveling now, wanting to travel. Delivery scams, that's where you get a text message or something in your email that says they're trying to deliver an order, but unfortunately, you know, they need more information from you. Phishing emails, impersonating companies, fake job opportunities. That's one of the newer ones. And again, for links to all of these, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls. You don't want to miss that here on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you're not already getting the current newsletter, you are missing out. I think it's one of our best newsletters out there. No advertising, no BS, just tech news insights. We've got some great tips and always something to make you laugh at the end. Sign up right now at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, it's thecurrentnewsletter.com, thecurrentnewsletter.com. You know, try it out. I know you're going to love it. I mean, just absolutely, it's the best. It is the best. TheCurrentNewsletter.com, TheCurrentNewsletter.com. Glenda in Hewitt, Texas. Hi there, Glenda.
Hi. Thank you, Kim, for accepting my call. Enjoyed listening to your show. I knew that if I ever needed help, you would be the first person that I would reach out to you. And I really need your help now.
Okay.
My granddaughter, Leanna, died unexpectedly. On January the 5th, sorry, she was a senior design student. Okay, let me.
It's okay. You know what? Take your time. Take your time.
Okay.
It's, you know what? It's hard. It's raw. And there's no reason why Leanne should not be here right now, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay. She was a senior design student at Texas State. Okay. In San Marcos. I have her laptop, and I'm unable to log in. She has an HP Spectra X360 because I don't have her password. So I gave the laptop to a friend of mine. He was an IT professional. And, you know, in the old days, we could use the boot up just right. to bypass the login. But he said that her laptop was encrypted, and he was unable to help me. So what he did was he gave me back the laptop. Now it no longer boots up to Windows 10. It just brings me up. It powers up to a screen that says troubleshoot or turn off the computer. When I do the troubleshoot, I can get to the BIOS. I can do a lot of things. But I cannot I cannot get back to my Windows 10 screen.
Okay. What is it that you're hoping to find on the laptop?
Well, basically, Leanna, she did a lot of drafting, and she did a lot of her projects on her laptop.
Okay, so you're hoping to get that.
I'm hoping to give her laptop back to her mom with all of her stuff.
All right, I understand. Okay. Let me just talk a little bit about where you're at right now, and then I'm going to see what we can do to find somebody to help you, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't want anybody else to mess anything up. Not that your friend, I know he may not have messed anything up, but I want to make sure that we truly get this in the hands of somebody who really knows forensics. I mean, you know, there are things that you can try. You can try to boot it up with a Linux-based USB drive. You can try to do that. You can take the hard drive out and put it in another USB enclosure and put it in another computer and see if that works. But I want to find somebody who's close to you who can pick up this hard drive, and I'll figure out who that person is. I will. I'll do this for you, okay? And I want to help ease some of this grief. that you and your entire family are feeling right now. It's a very, very difficult time. It is. And if I can help you, Glenda, I will.
Thank you.
You know that I will. Okay. And I will do anything I can in my power. And so if anybody's listening right now, and if you live near Hewitt, Texas, maybe you know somebody in the forensics business, I want you to reach out to me directly, and you can do that by going to commando.com. And at the top of the right, there's a link that says email Kim. And I'm going to pray on this, Glenda, okay?
Thank you.
And then we'll find the right person, and we'll get these drawings. We will. I guarantee you, Glenda, if I can do it, and if we can, it can be done, I'm going to do this for you, okay? So I want you to take this burden off of your shoulder. Promise?
Promise.
Okay? Promise?
Promise.
Okay. Take the burden off your shoulder, because I'm with you. And I'm not going to let this go until we get it back. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to get this. We're going to get these pictures off for you, Glenda. We will. I assure you. I guarantee you we will do this. We'll be right back here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another hour of the Kim Komando Show coming up. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the secret utility menu. Ooh, ah, you definitely don't want to miss that. And we have more of your phone calls here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. It's hour three for the weekend of July 31st, 2021.
I don't know if you saw the news, but yet again, some guy's flying around LAX in a jetpack. Pilots are saying he's about 5,000 feet off the ground. Other people say it's a drone about the size of a man. I don't know. I saw the pictures. It definitely looks like a human to me. I'll tell you that. Obviously, smart enough one to put together a jetpack, not so bright to be flying around Los Angeles Airport. Now, once this person figures out how to mass produce this jetpack, sales are going to be through the roof. I'm telling you. I mean, I just hope he offers flight training, though. I mean, these things could really backfire. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the transference of pure intellect and know-how. It happens here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's called the Kim Komando Show, of course, because I am Kim Komando. I know. Wow. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, streaming in your favorite radio app. And in addition to that, you can find us streaming anytime you want as a webcast, podcast, over at getkim.com. And brand new is that now you can get the Kim Komando Show in Apple. That's right, in Apple Podcasts, you can now get the Kim Komando Show. Just search for Kim Komando Show. And you can also hear us worldwide on the American Forces Network Radio. That's our servicemen and women. Big thank you goes out to Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and our Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile unlimited listener line is now open. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech and tech that you sit there and you go, wow, that's really amazing. Well, over the pandemic, there was a hobby that really took off. Well, aside from making bread, is that some people, a lot of people, gained a new appreciation for birds. And that led them to this free app from the Cornell Lab called Merlin Bird ID. Now, so if you didn't know what kind of bird you were looking at, you could ID them through photos and descriptions. Well, you could upload a photo to be analyzed. Now, with over a million folks using the app, a new feature has been added that basically turns it into Shazam for birds. This is amazing. You have to try this. With Sound ID, the app can identify a bird by listening to a short audio clip of the sound it's making. While it's not the first app, it's the most accurate. I used it myself and it was like, oh, that's a quail. I was like, yes. You know, trying to identify birds by sound has always been tricky. The Merlin Bird ID app analyzes the sounds in real time, compares them to recordings. It can identify 400 species on this continent alone. You might call it an interpreter. Get it? Interpreter. Birds chirp. All right, moving on. Number two. This game coming to the Xbox is just taking off. It's been called the most realistic video game ever. You can fly anything from a Cessna Citation jet to a massive Airbus airline, everything in between, of course. I'm talking about Microsoft's Flight Simulator. It uses real satellites instead of using computer-generated graphics. It was released last year. Now, until this week, it was only available to play on Windows PCs, and it came like on all these CDs and DVDs. But now it's landing on the new Xbox Series S and Series 10, be available through the Xbox Game Pass. And unlike the PC version, it puts the whole world of flight right in front of you. There's landmarks. You can fly over mountain ranges, do a flyby past your own house. Everything's there. The price is standard on the PC. The latest Xbox is $60, goes up from there. You can opt for the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, $15 a month. Just be careful trying to land those 747s. Otherwise, it's Boeing, Boeing, Boeing. Get it? Boeing. You are a tough crowd today. Number three, I'd like a car wash and a show, please. Yes, that's the latest update to your Tesla. Because now you have YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, and Twitch. But now you also can add Disney+. So you get Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars movies. And then there's some upcoming updates. One Tesla owner shared screenshots on Reddit, which includes an opt-in feature where the dash cam records and automatically stores clips when crashes happen. And the opt-in to get ahead of the privacy concerns, they're looking at some ways to do that. There's some other updates, but there's also something called car wash mode. According to the screenshots on Reddit, it locks down the whole vehicle before the car wash begins. It closes the windows, disables the wipers, shuts down other tech that might not necessarily agree with a drive-through car wash. I mean, leave a window open, and you risk coming out the other side. Quite a messla. Number four, new phone camera protection that's panning out. All right. A few years ago, Corning developed, the Gorilla Glass DX and DX Plus to be used for smartwatches. Now, this type of glass is better than the sapphire that's typically used, more scratch resistant, and it's able to reduce reflections more effectively. Now, but can it be used for camera lenses or on the lenses of the back of your smartphone? This is where the smarts come to play. Because the plan is to bring that line of Gorilla Glass to smartphone cameras, starting with, of course, not iPhones. Did you think it was going to be an iPhone? No, it's the new Samsung phone. And that includes the foldables, expected to be announced a few days from now. So Corning says their Gorilla Glass composites will not only provide lens covers with better scratch resistance, but improved optical performance as well. I mean, just picture this. Better, clearer photos. Unless you take photos of wheat fields, and then they'll be grainy. Number five, what's old is new again. Now, it's only been 10 years that the world's original smartphone, the BlackBerry, was at its peak. Do you remember that? But when the iPhone arrived, the sleek touchscreen, people were looking at BlackBerry going, oh, what is that? But you always had the diehards, right? People who said, I love the BlackBerry. Even today, I have a friend of mine, Scott, loves his BlackBerry. So a year ago, BlackBerry announced a partnership with Onward Mobility to launch a 5G smartphone complete with a traditional BlackBerry keyboard. They also promise government-grade security, like the old BlackBerry. That's where everything ends. The new BlackBerry is about the size of an iPhone, has a touchscreen and a top-notch camera. Now, a year later, a post on the brand's parent company says that's still in development, but we're going to have an update. So the question is, can any new smartphone, BlackBerry or not, find its way into this overcrowded, oversaturated smartphone market where we have tons of different makes and models, and everybody already owns a smartphone? Now, if you ask me, any true innovative tech that can lure brand loyal users away will be based on the future, not on the past, not on a keyboard. I mean, besides, what do you get when you have a BlackBerry? Ugh, you have a Bluetooth. Hey, stay right where you are. I have a recall alert about medical devices that you don't want to miss. And, of course, we have all of your great phone calls still to come here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up in just a few moments, I have a really interesting story about what happened with me and Instacart and how it saved my family. Like, what? Sometimes tracking, it's not bad. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. That's 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever want me to answer your question here on the show or maybe on the website, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And on the top right-hand side, there's a link that says email Kim. That's where the magic happens. Mary in Suffolk, Virginia. Hi there, Mary. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Kim. I want to thank you so much for taking my call and your staff helping me to make this call possible. We just love listening to you in Suffolk, Virginia.
Well, thank you.
And you're always my go-to person when I have computer or internet issues or questions, so thank you again. I guess you want me to give a brief intro of what's going on here, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me what's happening.
Okay. I'm a senior citizen in Suffolk, and I have an autistic son. I moved in with my parents so that I could take care of them and raise him, and everything was going fine until they all died. And then a local attorney decided that my inheritance should be his. And this started clearly in 2015, although it had been going on since 2006, and my father had been suspicious of something. So he asked for an accounting, and this attorney wouldn't give it to him. And my father got very nervous, and so he decided he better change everything. So he started changing everything, and the attorney started the guardianship on him, so he couldn't do anything. And my father then turned around and said to me, well, you need to sue him because I don't think I have anything left. So my father died, and I sued the man.
Okay.
And the man decided that he would have my attorney that was helping me and me arrested. And then he decided he would have my attorney disbarred so she couldn't help me. So I got another attorney. And then he had that attorney disbarred.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm not a lawyer. I can't help you with legal advice. But this sounds really convoluted. How can I help you?
Well, what I need to do is I need to hire somebody who's going to have the strength, the courage, and the big name enough that they aren't scared by these people, and they can come in here and they can clean it up.
Okay, so
this attorney has taken everything so that now he wants to sell my family home and all the land it sits on so he can keep paying himself.
So you need to GoFundMe. Okay, all right. So I was going
to
say this. So you need to raise some money in order to do that. Okay, so
yes. So
you can set up a GoFundMe, right? And you could also do it through Facebook, but GoFundMe is probably the easiest way to do it, unless you have a lot of Facebook friends, but you can always direct them to GoFundMe there. So you set up the GoFundMe. Now, the big thing is that you have to tell the story, okay? Now, you want to tell the story with facts, and I know that you have the facts because I heard them when you were talking.
Uh-huh.
So you want to be able to give people a timeline that this is, you know, this is when you moved in with your parents, this is when you had your son, this is, you know, how long you took care of your parents, you know, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know about guardianship or estates or any of that other stuff, but, you know,
start, so
do all this in a narrative, and then you're going to need a video, okay, because people don't like to read, you know that, right? They don't like to read. Okay, so you have to put this together. Now, this is going to be the hard part. You're going to put it together succinctly in about a minute and a half, and you want to be able to tell your story and give the highlights. And then if people want to read more about it and learn more about it, then you can give that whole narrative in the GoFundMe. But explain how much money that you need. What is your goal? Is it $20,000, $50,000, whatever it may be? What does this mean to you? How much are you going to dedicate towards this money, if, you know, towards taking care of your son? Because you're not going to live forever, right? Okay. So
that's right.
So we've got to make sure that Sonny Boy is taken care of as well. So, so you want to be able to put all of this in a story and tell the emotions. You have emotion. I can hear it in your voice, Mary. I can hear it.
Yes.
And show pictures of you with your folks. Show pictures in this video, your folks with your son. And say exactly what do you want. I want to retain ownership of the family home. This is where I grew up, you know, whatever it may be. But you have to tell people your story, and you have to tell them what you're planning on using the money for, because, you know, people aren't going to donate to it if they don't really understand it, right? So that's where it goes back into the whole thing. Now, I just did a podcast about telling a story, and I'm I want you to take a listen to that. It's under Kim Komando Explains. It's for podcasters, but it's you're going to be telling your story as well. And then you want to spread the word. Ask everybody in your community, anybody on Facebook, to start spreading the word. You go have a cup of coffee in town. Ask them to spread the word. And that's how it starts getting some momentum. If you need me to look at it, just let me know. And thank you for your call and your kind words. All right. I have to tell you about Instacart for just a moment. So, you know, when the pandemic hit, we all started doing online shopping. And so I use Instacart, and then I use Instacart to shop at Safeway.com. And so it was really fascinating to me that this past week I got a recall notice for some from carrot chips, you know, like carrot chips. Because what I do is I give my mother, I buy all of her groceries, but I buy her carrot chips with spinach dip because research says, and I do a whole bunch of research, as you can imagine, research says that if you're on chemotherapy, carrots make the chemotherapy work a little bit better, a little bit harder. And she loves carrots. And so it was really interesting that the recall was because of a possible salmonella contamination. So that was really interesting to me that we were able to get this notification from Instacart about the carrot chips. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about the recall. Not at all. But I'm wondering, like, why can't grocery stores do this? We all have those loyalty cards. They all know how to get a hold of us. Why can't they do something good with that for once? Moments away, we have this great tip about, it's kind of a geeky tip. It's about the command prompt. Before you sit there and go, command prompt. Oh my gosh, Kim Komando, where's the pocket protector? No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Just like who's joining us right now is the lovely and talented Allie Seligman, who's our amazing content queen. Hello there, Allie.
Hello. All right, I have a question for you. How many computers do you have in your house?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9?
Me too.
Nine?
And this is the one place where, so we all know Ben, our news director, he has every gadget and so many of them all. This is the one place where I beat him. I have more.
Really?
I'm very proud of myself.
I am too. I'm feeling good about that.
Right? We have 3 desktops and then a bunch of laptops, ones we are using and ones we aren't. That's not even counting the stack of old iPads from over the years. Like, you upgrade, you just leave the old one there, right? Well, if you've got all these computers around, you might as well do something with them. So I've got some good uses. Let's define old, your old computer. So there's my dad and his old laptop that still runs Windows Vista. That's old.
That's really old. Yes.
And then
now we know what to get him for Christmas.
Right.
Okay.
And then there's my MacBook from a few years ago. I upgraded last year. The old one still works, but it's not my primary computer anymore.
See, that's the thing about a MacBook. I mean, I have one, the old white case. It's probably from like 2008. You turn the thing on, it still works.
I have the same one, and it still turns on.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, you don't know what to do with it. I'm like,
right.
I mean, you don't want to throw it away, and you don't want to, it's just like, so I'm like, I'm trying to find somebody in the family I'll just give it to.
Yeah, and that's a really great use. If you know somebody that could use a computer, they don't need a brand spanking new model, great, give it to them. Otherwise, if you want to keep it for yourself, this first one blew me away. I had no clue you could do this. This is awesome. You can turn a computer into a guitar amplifier.
Really?
Yes, you need a couple things. So there's a cable. It's called a Rocksmith Realtone cable. It's like $25 on Amazon. That lets you plug your guitar into a computer. You can do the same with an Xbox or a PlayStation.
So we could be like rocking out. See, now this is something we should be doing here at the Radio Ranch because I want to sing.
Perfect.
Okay. Could you play the guitar?
I don't, but I'll pretend.
Okay.
I mean, do you really sing?
Oh, ouch.
Well, you need software, too. There's a program called Guitar Rig 6, so it essentially is an amplifier as a computer program. There's a free demo. If you want to pay for it, it is expensive. The full version is $199. But think of how many people you would impress with your computer amplifier.
This is something that Mike could use when he goes on a date.
Oh, this is perfect. Bring your laptop.
Yes.
Take out your guitar. That wouldn't be annoying at all. Okay. You can also build yourself a spy computer. We've talked about this before on the site. I think it's really cool. It's called Tails. It's a version of Linux. That stands for the Amnesic Incognito Live System, which totally sounds like a spy thing, right? So, yeah, you could use Brave or DuckDuckGo, but you're still going to be tracked. With Tails, you actually load it onto a USB flash drive or an SD card. You plug it into the computer, and then you take it with you. So everything on that computer, you can just take away in your pocket.
Yeah, see, a lot of people, I know we always recommend when somebody's like, you know, how do I make sure my browser doesn't get, you know, or whatever. And they always do talk like that, by the way.
Of course.
It's always like, oh, Kim, how do I go ahead and do that?
Well, and this leads me to, I am not telling people to run Tails because they want to do something weird or something
exactly.
illegal. No, maybe you just want to feel like James Bond, you know,
yes.
Have a little fun. This is one, again, we recommend it as a use because it's so useful to use your old computer as some kind of server. So whether you do that for your photos and your videos.
That's a good idea because a lot of people are always worried about that.
Yeah, and then you're not relying on cloud backup if you don't feel great about that. You could do it with your media, maybe music. We're going to go through this week, actually, on commando.com, all the best software to house your own music library if you've got a music.
Well, you know, people, I know, because we went back and forth, and you're like, do people really have a music collection?
Yeah, I just use Spotify now.
Yeah, I use Apple Music.
Right. I think some people do, though.
You know, Barry, when I came home from work yesterday, he's like, all right, here's the deal. I signed up for Apple Music on Alexa because I wanted to hear one song. And I'm like, like, what?
Yeah, that's not a great idea.
No.
You can create a home security setup. You can go as hard on this as you want. You can go crazy, make your own CCTV system. Or if you just want to use one computer that has a camera or a webcam, you can set up so that if there's motion, you'll get an alert, and it can work that way. There's a site we like. It's critter.camera, and you just set it up. Little pro tip, make sure if you're using a laptop, plug it in and set the settings so that it doesn't go to sleep, because that would not be a very good security camera.
I don't know. How come we can't see anything? Right? I don't know, Mildred. What's going on?
Now, of course, this isn't as easy as something like SimpliSafe, but it might make you feel like MacGyver, so that's always fun. And my favorite use for an old computer, use it to get out your frustrations. Think about how many times it's crashed, all the files you've lost, all the times you clicked an ad and didn't mean to, blue screen of death. Well, don't just shake your fist at Bill Gates. Take it out to the back, if it really doesn't work anymore, and smash it.
Or even better yet, okay, friend of mine, Scott,
yeah,
inviting me up north to go shooting.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm like, okay. And so, I'm not afraid of guns. I mean, I'm a gun gal. And I think, you know, if you want to carry a gun, you should, and all that other good stuff. So he's like, and he handed me an AK-47.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, I've never held that before. I've held the judge and some other things. So he gives me this AK-47. And like across the field is an old Dell computer.
Perfect target. I was thinking of like a baseball bat or a rock or a brick.
Gun.
But
guns.
Okay, target practice.
Guns.
Perfect.
That's where it is.
All right, there
so
it is.
So you're going to cover all this week?
Sure thing. I mean, it'll be on the site.
It'll all be over at commando.com. And, you know, and think about this. I mean, you know, if your computer goes down, right, and you have to, you know, how do you play solitaire? I mean, you have to do it manually. It takes you like 20 minutes to shuffle the cards. So now you can just go ahead and bring in a replacement right there. So it'll be all at commando.com. So make sure you stop by commando.com this week. We've got all of that. Make sure you also get the current newsletter.
Absolutely. We're working on that right now.
Because that's the best. Isn't that the best?
It is. It's great. I love it. It's so fun to read. We always have great tips in there, great news. Check it out. Share it with your friends.
And then the meme this week. Oh. Is it the funny one we talked about?
It is.
Okay. All right. Here. Even if you don't read the current, okay, even you just scroll down to the bottom. And look at the meme that we selected for this week. It is by far the best. And you can sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Thanks, Al.
Thanks.
All right, now it's time for a great little tip that you're going to love, know, and remember. And this week it's brought to you by SimpliSafe. It's an award-winning home security system, so you know it's engineered with the latest tech to keep your family safe. But what really sets SimpliSafe apart is its people. Highly trained security experts who are always there for you when you need them most. They truly care about keeping you safe. When an alarm goes off, a person who cares is there for you with a phone call just to make sure you're okay. When an emergency happens, they're there to get fire and police responders to your front door right away. And the bottom line is this. When you need the most, SimpliSafe is there 24/7 with experts trained to not only keep you safe, but to make you feel safe. And that's important. It's one of the many reasons U.S. News recently called SimpliSafe the best home security of 2021. Highly customizable so you can protect what's important to you. Add sensors to detect water leaks, smoke, or even someone opening the gun safe. To learn more about how SimpliSafe can help protect you, visit SimpliSafeKim.com today. You can customize your system, get a free HD security camera, SimpliSafeKim.com. Once again, that's the address where you need to go to get that free security camera. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. Now, if you have a PC, you probably know how to find the settings and the task manager and command prompts. Do you remember the command prompt? You could get so much done at the command prompts, but then everybody came in with this user interface. And so you might be wondering, like, what good is the command prompt anymore? Okay, You can do file system checker. You can do check disk. You can flush the DNS. And this is kind of a techie tip. So if you didn't know anything that I just mentioned, this is not the tip for you. But if you've been around computers for a while and you're wondering, like, what's new with the command prompt on my PC or on my Mac, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show and hit the link that says Kim Show right at the top. Still to come this hour, we have some scam callers to tell you about and more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if during the week you ever have a computer question, need it like, ooh, I need an answer right now, I want you to head over to commando.com/community. And there we have that popular Q&A forum. And for example, Team Commando John, boy, he was busy this past week. Lynn set up guided access on the app, and now the phone wouldn't respond. She couldn't shut it off. She couldn't close it. She was like, oh, what am I going to do? Team Commando Genius John to the rescue. And then James left a message that he has a lot of pain in his fingers looking for software that would allow him to position the mouse cursor manually with his hand, single click, double click. And that's where John came in. He found a really neat piece of software that has awesome testimonials, but also it's completely free. It's called Camera Mouse. And John tested, said it works really well. There's also another alternative called Eviacam, which is also free. But John seemed to think that the Camera Mouse worked better in low lighting environments. So this is the kind of tech advice that you can trust, and you know that it's good for you, and you know you're not going to get slammed with malware, badware, whatever it may be. Anytime you have a question, look no further than the Commando community. Head to commando.com/community, and there you want to hit the Q&A forum. All right, you want to be careful when you're answering the phone. Recently in Phoenix, a woman got a phone call. The person on the other end said they were with Verizon and that someone was trying to break into her account. So to protect her account, he needed her Verizon login information. And she just gave him the information. Then later out, she finds out that 3 iPhone 12 Pro Maxes were just purchased on her account. It cost her $3,200. So the bottom line here is when somebody calls you for whatever the reason and they want your account information, your username, your password, red flag, do not stop, go. Just say no. Just stop right there. And speaking of stopping, you always want to visit commando.com for the latest. That's where you can find me 24/7. And the address is komando.com.